You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Another Alice-less week, but not alone in the studio. Got three fantastic guests in here this morning. Dominic Ona Ariki, Beulah Kole and Koale, and we've also got Neil Amituanai. Welcome to the studio. It's so nice to have you guys up here.
Thanks for having us.
What a crew. This is a really special show that we're talking about. I Love You, G, which has been put on as part of Massive Theatre, which you guys started off in the company when you were teenagers. And this is kind of a really interesting work because it's drawing on your real lives, your real friendships and experiences to tell this tale. Let's start at the beginning. What is Massive for people who maybe haven't experienced a show before or don't really know the kaupapa behind what the theatre's about? Who wants to take that one? Everyone's looking at each other. Beulah.
Well, Massive Theatre Company, the reason why we all started when we were kids is because Massive Theatre was originally a youth company, and during the school holidays, they run a whole bunch of free holiday workshops, and they still do till this day. Free holiday workshops for teenagers to go along and learn about Massive style of theatre, because Massive Company is really different. Me and Neil started out in Otara, OMAC Music and Arts Centre, and I guess what drew me in and then Neil as well is like, we thought acting was weird, and acting is weird, and it is our job, but like...
Most of the best stuff is a bit weird.
Yeah, it is. It's good weird.
Yeah.
And then, but it was really physical. Like, we didn't know you could get exercise doing theatre and moving your body and learning it, using it to tell stories. And from that moment, we're probably 15, 16, now we're in our 30s. There's a lot of people before us who started Massive, and now we're all older, so there's a whole bunch of different generations.
It's pretty special.
Yeah, so yeah. People who started off in the youth, but now you need old people Massive for us.
It feels like a space that, I mean, it's fostered a lot of, as you just mentioned, Beulah, generations of talent now, but there's something really particularly wonderful about the way people come back and kind of feed into that intergenerational relationship that goes on there. For you guys, where did the show start? Where did I Love You, G kind of come from as an idea?
So we had become mates doing a show called The Brave back in 2012, and that's kind of where we'd just really gelled together, and from that point on we just become best mates. And then there was like a bit of a riff or a bit of a raru-raru that had happened before Neil got married, the night before Neil got married, and we hadn't spoken about that for about 2 years, and it wasn't until creative director Sam Scott, we were doing these writing sessions over Zoom during the pandemic, and she had come to Neil's wedding as well, and she had said, "Oh, I just love the way that you three are together. You have so much fun, and I just want to make a show."
Yeah.
And I decided to write about that night. And we hadn't spoken about that night.
For 18 months.
Yeah. So I thought,
fresh.
You know what? Yeah, real fresh. Yeah. So I thought I'd write about it, and then I shared it with the boys over Zoom, and that was kind of the seed planted for I Love You, G. So since then, and even now, it's just been kind of navigating this friendship again, and still mending this friendship. And just taking a look at what that is and what boundaries are and whatnot within a friendship.
I feel like that's, I mean, it's such a catch-all buzzword to be like, that's such a brave thing to write about. But it actually is a really brave thing to write about. I think also to use art, which people, especially theatre, people often see it as being like telling a story, and that story might be of somebody long gone or it might be somebody fictional. But when you're telling a story that is from your like present lived experience, that's really pretty intense experience. What was it like kind of putting the show together? How did you find it, Neil?
Yeah, I found it quite hard because...
it was your wedding as
absolutely, and you never really come with the right answers. Sometimes without really knowing it, you're writing around the truth.
Yep.
And so you have to take a few goes before you actually get to the gold or the truth of what happened. I think for us as well, we had to really just check in with each other and just to make sure that that what we were writing was the truth, and that we were being truthful to ourselves. There'd be many nights where we meet up at a bar and would give each other permission to go there, and we would say to each other, whatever you say cannot hurt me. So if we're going to do this, you know, we want to make sure that we're putting the truth out there, and it's nothing but the truth. And whatever you say, you can't hurt me, so just give it to me. And
there's an amazing amount of trust that you guys must have with each other, even if you are still, as you say, like healing that relationship and using this art as a way to, you know, create space for that too. That's a long friendship and like a deep friendship to be able to have these conversations. For you guys, what does it mean to be able to make this work together now? Because that must be quite a strong experience in its own way.
Yeah, I guess for me, it means a lot to me because I think it's always been a dream for me to make a show or something with my best mates, and we get to do that now. The show touches on things that I never knew that I had in myself, so it's relearning about myself as well, but relearning about the boys.
And there's, you know, themes that can kind of be extrapolated from this that I think a lot of people will resonate with in their own lives. There's a lot about masculinity and about how those conversations happen. Have you guys thought much about those things as you've been making it? Bueller, you look like you got something to say.
I guess like those themes are always there. Like, you got three brothers, three boys from South Auckland who are brown, who are really tight and loyal, and brotherhood means a lot to us.
Yeah.
Especially like our culture. Then the bowl of brotherhood is broken. And then we're either forced to face that and try and mend that and put the bowl back together, or we're not, and we decided this is worth fighting for. And that, like, that's easier said than done, because it sucks putting that bowl back together. And then with that comes a whole bunch of things of masculinity, and it's so weird, like, putting titles to it, because like I'm going, nah, but it's not that, it's just us being us. And whatever title, like, it's not just for men, it's for humans, it's for people, it's for old people, young people. What I don't want is like older people coming to the show going, young men need to see this. I'm like, no, humans need to see this, because friendship and trying to mend that happens to everyone, and it's in our life. And whatever any audience member takes away from this show is the right answer.
Absolutely. And I think there's something that I was thinking about, you know, reading about this work and about the way you guys had been making this as well, where a lot of the conversations that you guys are having to have in the process of making this are conversations that people probably just should have in their real lives as well. Having the, like, you know, framework of making art together is like a pretty healing space for that type of thing, but, you know, not everybody gets to make that space in their lives. So it's kind of a blessing to give other people a chance to come in and through your mahi see maybe what they need to be reflecting on in their own space as well. Have you been talking to like other people in your lives or other creatives that you've worked with about that process? Because that's I think a really singular experience for artists and you know, particularly physical artists as well.
Me personally, I don't think I've been talking to people about that, but what I have discovered is through making this show, we're learning about ourselves, but I'm also learning about my best mates through them as well, rather than just my own perspective. So being able to like discover my authentic flavor within this friendship has just allowed me to take this authentic flavor out into the world, which therefore has like weirdly given other people permission to like just chuck out their authentic flavor. And it just seems to make my interactions, my relationship, my other friendships with friends and family just that much richer because of discovering all of that within the show.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a really special experience. And you've got two incredibly fantastic like directors who've supported you through this as well. Sam Scott, Scotty Cotter. Must be important when you're telling a story like this to have people you also know get what's going on. How's the relationship with that kind of direction been for you guys?
Yeah, really good. It's like what Bea always says, that it's always like going back to our old dojo, and Samantha yeah. Scott is like our sensei, and Scotty Cotter, like we've done shows with him before, and he's always been one of those guys that I've looked up to while coming up. So, you know, getting him to direct us now or getting it for myself is awesome. Yeah,
it's pretty special. I Love You, G is what we're talking about. It's being hosted at Te Pau Theatre, put on by Massive Theatre. This is going to be a really special piece of work. Dom, Bueller and Neil, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about it. When's it all kicking off? When can people come and check it out?
It's on May 1st to 11th, like you said, at Te Pau Theatre. Tickets are pretty cheap in terms of like theatre like prices. It's $35. If you're under 30, which most of these listens are, it's $25. There's a night, we have a koha night on the 2nd where you just pay for free online and you just give whatever you want after you've watched the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And if you're really struggling to like get a ticket, hit us up because we'll get you a ticket, because this show, we're trying to make it different because we want people who don't watch theatre to come and watch the show because those are the people we need to listen to what we're trying to say. We're going to break our hearts for you so you can have the conversation that maybe is too hard to have with yourself and with other people. So we'll spark it up for you.
Kia ora. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Break a leg, of course, not literally for the show, but I hope it goes really well, and we'll see you in the theatre.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.